A good evening. This week's introduction was brought to you from Jack Tidbull's house, his scummy home.
He's
not creative enough
and
not positive enough.
It's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming.
Tid.
It's coming home.
We'll go on getting bad results, getting bad results, getting bad results.
Hello chums, it's a very bright, crazy day today, so I've gone off to Kingswood, haven't I, for a bit of shade. Lovely in here, and this is where it all began, in these very paths, and it's very different to back then, but I've seen squirrels and all sorts doing their thing, crazy little guys. But yeah, how was that intro for you? If all's gone well, you should be in the football mood. It's a little twist on the old football scummy home. It's scummy home. It's scummy home. Yeah, we're in that season. I'm very, very much looking forward to it. It's been a while since, 2018 was amazing. So if it's anything on that kind of level, then I'm all for it. But isn't it funny with this time of year, you always get the sort of like St. George's Cross, leave means leave types, faces painted, like fucking euros. Are you having a fucking joke, mate? Shouldn't it be fucking pounds? Leave means leave, mate. Fucking euro. Not in my name. I don't know why I went mank, actually.
Should go like a... Let's go like an old cockney. Fucking euros. Yeah, back when I was a little Empton wink, we used to play round the back of the battle cruiser with a... You know, we had a bit of pig bollock. We were happy with that. You know, for a ball. A bit of pig bollock for goalposts as well. You know, you didn't hear us complaining. Pig bollock for a goalie. If you weren't half careful, you get a pig bollock in your eye. It's just how things were. None of this European crap. But, you fucking oily rags. You don't know your bone.
That's quite a fun voice to slip into, but yeah, I think that's the Euros / European politics dealt with. And I better clear this up as well. When the old husky boy there said oily rag, or when I say oily rags, right, I mean slags, which, I mean, that isn't great, but it's certainly not the other thing. And if you do use it to mean that other thing, then perhaps you should take yourself to the sea, walk right up to the edge, dip your toes in, just take a good look out to the horizon, get some perspective. But while you're there, actually, ask yourself, like, why are you putting these extra so goods into Sweet Caroline as well? Let's nip that in the bud. So good, so good, so good, you cunt. But unacceptable. Okay, we're not long in, and that's the first C-bomb. And I should have said something about torpedoes as well. That could have been a good double C-bomb. It's actually quite good. But I told myself this was going to be a lovely sort of wholesome one today because, I don't know, here we are. But the other day I met the I met the show's youngest listener. Quite exciting. And, well, I mean, some of you might be now thinking, oh, heck, Daddy-O, I'm young, I'm with it. I've still got most of my teeth. I keep up with all the happening cats. Come on, my vinyl collection. I got the Big Bopper, Bobby Darin, Peggy Lee, Lloyd Price, Buddy Holly. Heck, Daddy-O, me and the happening chaps were just rubbernecking to a tisket a tasket down the old hop. This very hip happening eve. All right, but don't feel attacked. I can guarantee this person's younger than you. This listener, shit you not, was born in February 2021. February 2021, that's young, isn't it? And, well, she's quite overpowering with her tastes. She sort of overbears the choices of her dad, Dino, and her mum, Nikki. She's like, nah, stick on Tidbits Pod. Please, geezers, I'm trying to get some sleep. And that guy's got a strange voice. Get him on. Yeah, if you two are listening, sorry about all the chat about Cockney pig bollocks. That's not great. But moving swiftly on, what did I do after Dino's the other day? Oh, yeah, I've got 40 euros, back to the euros. I've got Denmark and Portugal, so cheer them on. Obviously, I'll be going for England as well. Then if England go out, then whatever, just go for whoever's good. But yeah, the day after Dean's, I went over to Sid Cup. See your mate Ginger Bob, the old uni pal, bit of a ledge. But oh God, the train journey. Southeastern Rail, sort your lives out. And you ever get that dread when you're on the train? Yeah, as I say, hot train anyway, so it's already grim. And then everything starts to get too leafy and stuff. So, oh shit, is Sid Cup outside of the Oyster Zone? So I'm sitting there like, oh man, I should have bought a paper ticket. And then the geezer comes through and all the kit, and I'm like, here we go. But yeah, no aggro. Turns out he was just, well, speaking of oily rags, he was just running a little cloth around the place, make sure it's nice and clean, so that's something. But yeah, I'm on the train, he comes in, goes past. I'm like, all right, should be all good now. But yeah, get the Sid Cup. And turns out they have an oyster machine. Doot. What a touch. I mean, the only problem at that stage was that I had to walk back to New Eltham. But, you know, we live and learn, don't we? We live and learn. So, good for the step count as well. Do love a bit of a walk. It's a nice, nice bit of a journey there. And, yeah, even when it was sunny and sweating uncomfortable, it's still nice, isn't it? So still keeping up the steps, that's nice. Walked over to, oh yeah, the longest sort of straight line walk of the week, walked over to Bromley for a pub quiz the other day, about 8.5-9 miles maybe, but worth it for the first proper pub quiz of the year, which is nice. Inside, few chips, like lemonades with all the shit, like a bit of lemon in there, no fucking around. But yeah, you might know this one actually. I think he's quite a notorious little pub quizzer guy. And he sort of looks, do you remember Colin Hunt from The Fast Show? You remember that guy? I think I'll put a little clip of him on the Tidbits Pod Instagram, but he's like the annoying office guy with his little curly hair and his glasses, always making bad jokes and that. And my mate Joe, he goes, yeah, you'd love this guy, Jack. You'd love this guy. You're going to be best mates. Like, yeah, he's he's exactly like you. And I'm just like, and then we met him, and he's just this total prick. I was like, ah, cheers, man. Thought of that hit home, but yeah, they said he was pissed, but God. Oh yeah, when you say pissed, like that's, this is a little fun fact about Shaun of the Dead on the side. You know, that's the only word that they changed in this script. So, you know, like how Americans have different words for stuff, or US. Like they'll go, you know, the trunk or the fucking whatever. But in Shaun of the Dead, they did a screening. And you know when Mary, the zombie's in the garden, and she's, well, they ultimately throw the discs at her, don't they? That's the scene. But when they first sort of twitch the curtains and see her, they think she's drunk. And Nick Frost, he goes, God, she's so drunk. But that's because originally in the script, they wrote pissed. But obviously in the US, pissed means angry. So it gave a whole different connotation. So that's the only word that they changed for a US audience. How's that for a fun fact? Oh, and also, you're never going to be able to look at them the same way again. But don't you think that Simon Pegg and Nick Frost look like Harry Potter and Rupert Grint grown up? And yeah, I mixed up the names. Radcliffe and Ron Weasley all grown up. They're a spitting image. I saw a few nice little posters the other day, and I was like, oh, these could be spin-off Harry Potter films by those, just acted by old men. But anyway, what was I talking about? Really good quiz, and started out nice and civil, you know, as it always does. Then, of course, it ends with a guess the intro, in kicks in, Pricky Jack steals the pen, don't let anyone else have a go. It's like, you know, there's no extra points for getting them immediately, man. Fucking chill beans. But, you know, I do like a guess the intro, and that's as good as it gets, isn't it? Like, I'd happily do a guess the intro all night. And, yeah, I reckon I'd get 2/3. If anyone wants to put a night on like that, just for me, you, I'll get 2 out of every 3. I mean, actually, what's the percentage for a first? 70%, right? If that was a uni course, guess the intro, I think I'd definitely get a first, and then onwards and upwards from there, innit? But all the other rounds were sort of potluck questions about kind of Angelina Jolie's kids and stuff like that. But guess the intro, that revs my bloody engine, so loved it. And oh yeah, so I'd shout out the team. So hello team 8. Joey, thanks for sorting and giving me a little glimpse into the future. Dimzel, Laura, Key, Bartz, Miranda, lots of shouts out today. But God, Tibbetts Pod's turned into a bit of Terry Wogan. Wagwan Terry, little shout out for you as well. Through the realms. But yeah, okay, yeah. So what's today's episode gonna be about? I've been videoing wildlife in my garden. I'm sure you've seen the videos. That's it's nice and wholesome, isn't it? But yeah, last time I said that I was gonna go through my whole podcast subscription list and, you know, do some recommendations and that. But that'll take ages to do the whole lot. So what I'm going to do today is a top 10 of the of some funny ones. And I'll do some honourable mentions. And I do have a little list here. So this is slick organisation. Beautiful. And another side note as well. These are who I'm listening to at the moment. Well, not at this very moment, but you know, they're still releasing. So take the old ones like Carl Pilkington and you know, the old BBC radio stuff like Hancock's Half Hour and that, like, take that as given. But yeah, there's no particular order. So number 10, the Paul Chowdhury podcast. It's relatively new, but he's smashed it straight out of the park. It's interviews, mostly been comedy interviews. So they're Goldie on, who's funny, but yeah, mostly comedy. But yeah, if you're a fan of Paul Chowdhury and his stand-up, then, well, you'll like him on the podcast because he's a bit of a ledge. Number 9, and it's another quite new one. It's called The Moon Underwater, which is John Robbins and his mate Robin, and they get guests on to sort of describe their dream pub with all the different drinks and stuff. So good. In the latest one with Alistair Green, important not to say Al Green, because yeah, they're different people, but Alistair Green was the best so far, so give that one a listen. Number 8 is the Rule of Three podcast. That's really, really good. It's two comedy writers, and they were a sort of, they're the writers, they did a few things for Mitchell and Webb and Charlie Brooker, like the Scream Wipe stuff, but I think their big character is Philomena Kunk, the Diana, I was saying Diane Morgan, not Diana, Diane Morgan's character. Yeah, they write for her. But yeah, a really good sort of start episode is with Matt Holness, the guy that's the, well, he's a writer on Dark Place primarily. He's Garth Marenghi, but he's the IT guy in the office as well, like absolute comedy ledge. And yeah, I haven't really seen him interviewed much before, so that was nice. He was talking about old Monty Python tapes, so give that one a listen first, I'd recommend. Number 7, Wolf and Owl. So that's not Tony Hawk's new one with a similar name. Like, this one is Ramesh Ranganathan and Tom Davis. They're just taking emails from people and sort of chatting shit. Oh, right, okay, this is neat. Number 6, it's called the Chatting Shit podcast. And that is, it's Sipa and Hugo. So the actors that played Beats and Grinder in People Just Do Nothing. And they just get a guest on and chat shit, ask them about their favourite sandwich and stuff. But some good little nuggets pop up through there. Like, did you know, like, watch People Just Do Nothing, and the guy Beats, well, aka Hugo Chegwin, he's got a an Ivor Novello award, so like one of the top boys, top awards in music, because he produced like Emily Sandé's big hits, like Next to Me and stuff, in his bedroom. He's got an Ivor Novello, so I was like, holy shit, don't judge a book by its cover, or do, because that's the best way to know what's in it. But yeah, number 5, Athletico Mints. I think it started, it was all about sport at the beginning, but it's Bob Mortimer, isn't it? So now Bob Mortimer can't talk, but yeah, he's he just uses it as a sort of loose subject to play with, and like, he's made everyone into sort of spin-off characters and stuff. So the Peter Beardsley, Steve McClure, it's just amazing. So if you haven't heard of that, and if you haven't heard of that, well, if you haven't listened to it before or subscribed, then turn this off now and listen to Athletico Mints, because it's very hard to describe, but I guarantee you'll love it. Like, relatively, I mean, even if you don't like football or whatever, it's so good. Number 4, it's called Early Work with Rhys James, and he gets guests on and they read out stuff that they wrote back when they were teenagers. I mean, I don't really rate the guy's stand-up, but it's just such a good podcast. Like, the Doc Brown one was particularly good, so start with that one, maybe. Number 3, it's called Wheel of Misfortune, which is Alison Spittle and Fern Brady. And they've got a load of subjects for embarrassing stories, and they sort of spin the wheel, and then people send them in voice notes telling their own embarrassing story on that subject. And the keen ears would know it's the that was the inspiration for the shitting outside stories back in Tidbits Pod 30 a couple of weeks ago. But I've still got some of those, actually. I should do more of those next time. Number two, and remember, there's no order here, but it's called TVI. So they used to call it Two Vegan Idiots, but I think the word vegan put people off, and it's not about veganism at all. They just are vegans. So carry on of... well, it's quite similar to the one he did with Chris Martin, but yeah, it's Carl Donnelly and Julian Dean, and they just chat to comedians. Well, it's more like Carl driving the chat, just like catch up with the comedians, and then Julian comes in with jokes over the top. It's class. It's very easy listening. That's the one I go to sleep to. It's very, very nice, but it's funny as well. And number one, oh yeah, Conan O'Brien needs a friend. So I just love listening to the man work. Like, he's brilliant. He's been top of his game for like 30 odd years. And before and after every interview, you get a sort of a little bit of Conan time with his assistant and his producer. And he sort of never lets them down, even though they can be kind of dead wood. Like, he's just so good. But they sort of rein him in. And yeah, I said this wasn't in order, but yeah, I think Conan would be a hot contender for number one. Like, it would be top three would probably be Conan, Wolf and Owl, and Atletico Mints. Maybe in that exact opposite order. So Atletico top. I'm not going to rate them, but yeah, they're the top three. But yeah, honourable mentions of podcasts that I think they've either stopped or gone on a break. God, this could have easily been a top 20. Like, the Beef and Dairy Network, that's amazing. Like, Mike Wozniak popping his head up, and yeah, Mike Bubbins, and oh, there's so many good people involved in that, and they just play it so straight. It's amazing. So give Beef and Dairy Network a look. Absolutely excellent. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. Old Gossip Mongers episodes, the Horn Section podcast. Russell Brand's old comedy ones, like Under the Skin, I don't subscribe to, but I'm sure it's good, but it's not really comedy. Adam Buxton, obviously. That's pretty much the format for this. If I can get some interviews, chatting to myself on walks, that's pretty Buxton-ish. So, yeah, he's a ledge. Memory Lane with Kerry Godleman, that's a good one. Matt Morgan's Funny How. Brian Gittins and Friends. That is amazing. Brian Gittins and Friends, get into that. He's the guy with glasses in Derek and Afterlife. Like, you'd recognise the guy, David Earl. But yeah, it's his character doing a podcast, which is amazing, with his mate Dave Edwards. Yeah, there's loads and loads and loads of good ones, but I think that's a good starting point. Quickly, Kevin, Socially Distant Sports Bar, Cuddle Club, Films to Be Buried With, Scroobius Pip. I said I wasn't going to read the whole list, but they're all good. So, yeah, those could easily, you could, you know, replace any of the top 10 with any of them. But, yeah, I'm gonna stop now. But those are some good sort of light-hearted ones. But maybe down the way I'll do a list of kind of good ones that are like series or philosophy ones, or maybe I'll do a YouTube channels thing or a music podcast thing. I think I actually touched on some music podcasts a little while back when I was talking about Imagine. But yeah, there's loads out there, and if I haven't mentioned any, please let me know, because I'm always keen for a new podcast. Off menu, didn't recognise that, didn't say that. God, so many. But yeah, thanks for listening today, and hope that's given you some ideas for some better podcasts to go and subscribe to. So if you do like this one, though, if you do like Little Old Tidbits Pod, small fry in that big pond, go out there and get on over to Apple if you're not listening on Apple, and give it a bit of a rating, because I'd like to get on some charts on that. That'd be good fun. And yeah, there hasn't been any tasty emails in a while, so if you've got a good idea for a chat topic, or, well, if you've got a good idea and you want to come on and have a chat, send me a message. The address is tidbitspod@protonmail.com. Lovely and easy to remember. And it'd be lovely to have you guys get involved. And yeah, that's enough for today, I think. And remember, there's no such thing as impossible. It's pronounced I'm possible. See you later.
No one wants you, Pat. Frank left you. Your boys left you. And now Roy's left you.
You think Frank wants you? Mutton dressed as lamb?
You cow!
Oh, temper, temper.
Anyway, you're nothing to write home about. No wonder Roy can't do it.
How dare you!
I'll flame him, I'll kill you!
You get off of me!
You take back what you said!
You bitch!
You cow!